League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined now by Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and the editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very good, thanks, Zach.
Right, where are we starting? Are we starting with the Sunday Times?
I think so, yeah. Good section by Sunday Times this weekend. See if we can get it in shot.
I actually read the House of Fraser one, and I was so mesmerised by that, I didn't actually go much further. So
what did you think of that story?
No, it's good. I mean, I suppose no. All I thought was just I don't know how the company makes any money. That was probably my thought on that. But no, it was interesting.
Yeah, it's a good story by Oliver Shaw, who discovered that the bonds or some of the bonds that were issued as part of a refinancing last year were trading significantly below par. And that Apollo, the sort of US private equity firm, but also that also does restructuring situations and also has a sort of debt trading desk, had built up started to build up a position in the bonds. according to sort of people familiar with the matter, it's just a trading position, but it could move over to the private equity side. So thought it was a pretty good story by Oliver. We did have a bit of a debate internally about whether this could be a situation that Mike Ashley gets involved in. He did have a stake in it. I think he might still does have a stake in it, even though the Chinese bought most of it a couple of years ago. And you could see him looking to do something similar to what Apollo has done by building a position in the bonds with a view to potentially getting a control position down the line if the company gets into financial difficulty. But, I mean, really, we just posited the question. I hadn't actually picked up yet whether Mike Ashley had begun to do that, but it was a question that we were thinking about with this story, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and you were actually in the business section of the Sunday Times.
Yeah, I was working there last week. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I got so mesmerised by the House of Fraser story, I didn't actually manage.
Unfortunately,
to
it wasn't
further.
My story. It was Oliver's story. So.
Yes, yes. So, what were you focusing on then?
I was focusing on. I had some stories about some private companies, on page 2 and 3. And I also did an interview with Peter Hargreaves as well, the founder of Hargreaves Lansdown.
Well, the man who said there'll be no stock market crash.
Yes, that's the story that I wrote. Yeah.
Well, that was you, was it?
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't read it. I didn't see your name.
Look at the byline.
Again, I just looked at him and I just thought, oh, what a great man.
Yeah.
And that was it. So and I actually thought that might be the kiss of death, you know, if Trump comes in next week. There's no stock market crash and goes straight down. But we shall see. We shall see.
But in terms of other M&A, I mean, there is a lot of M&A going on at the moment. A lot of it in the US. When I came in this morning, it was hitting the tape. I think that GE announced a transaction with Baker Hughes. That was first reported by the Wall Street Journal late last week. And obviously, we've got some of the other deals that were announced last weekend: AT&T, Time Warner, $85 billion transaction. Something that I was working on last week was around Twitter. Have you been following Twitter much?
I'm waiting for it to be taken over.
Twitter sales process. Just to give your viewers a quick backstory, Twitter's hired bankers to sort of carry out a strategic review / sale. A number of parties started having a look. It was reported, and then it was subsequently reported that they all backed out. Last week, I did a rare story on Beaterville about how Disney had rekindled its interest and effectively sort of agreed a price. But so far we haven't had any formal announcement about a Disney takeover. I'm told Again, this is just speculation at the moment, that that's because another bidder has come in over the top of Disney. Again, very much have to reiterate to your viewers, this is not investment advice, and that is just speculation, but that is the rumour.
Yeah, I have to say, I can't believe that Twitter won't be taken over. I think it's a worldwide brand, and just on that basis alone, if someone can just get the price right, it would be worth having it. But I mean, it ties in well with LinkedIn. I mean, if LinkedIn can be taken over, which I think is an inferior product, I think Twitter is good to go. So hopefully that will pan out for people with lots of followers. Any other stories?
I've been working on a story around Michael Kors, the fashion brand. Again, very much at the, you know, this isn't I haven't got this to a stage where I would publish this in a newspaper. It's just speculation in the market at the moment. So I just need to make that clear for your viewers. This isn't investment advice, and it's just speculation in the market. That Philip Van Heusen, the owner of Tommy Hilfiger, has an interest in Michael Kors. About a week and a half ago, there was a report in a Spanish newspaper saying that Michael Kors had received an approach, but it didn't identify the bidder. The speculation in the market, again, just to reiterate for your viewers, this isn't an investment advice and it is just speculation. But the speculation in the market is that it's Philip Van Heusen.
That would be two complementary brands, I would say, knowing what I do about fashion. But we are out of time. Have you got any final tidbits for us? No, that's it. So basically, the American side seems to be the hotter side at the moment as far as the public companies are concerned.
Yes.
Okay, on that note, Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beattaville website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.